and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the streamer of all streaming services. The Twitcher of all things Toretti. The KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Let's go live, my friend.
Let's do it indeed.
Let's be stream buddies.
Stream buddies.
I would like to point out it's the last day of winter today when we're recording this episode. And as you were listening to the intro to our show just now, you thought it felt long.
Yeah. So,
and you have a sleepy cup of tea. I think you're ready for spring.
Natalie, my wife, was making fun of us as I was making tea, because first I said, would you like some tea? And she said, no. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay. And I made yours in my cup of tea.
Yes.
And then she smelt it and she goes, I changed my mind about the tea. Aww. And I said, what's up? And she said, I changed my mind about wanting tea.
Oh, no.
And you made me tea. And I said, what kind do you want? And then she goes, she goes, what do you have? I said, well, I made this orange spice, but this is chai. And I said, she goes, I don't know. And she smells the cup I made for you. And she goes, I want this.
Oh.
And I said, okay. I said, well.
You didn't.
And then she goes, you made this for Kevin, didn't you? And I said, I didn't not make it for you. And she said,
I am your wingman.
Yeah.
Even into matrimony. Had you said, absolutely, baby, I knew that you were going to want it because I know you so well.
But I'm not good at lying.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not.
Unless it's the game of Mafia.
Yes. Well, yeah, of course. If it's a game, I could lie. But if it's a part of life,
so much.
That's the nice thing about me is that.
So did you make a second cup? I made one
for her. That's the one I originally made
you
for
made
you.
Because
I figured by the time we start, it will be chilled to a point where it's drinkable. Although that is a white tea, which you only make the water to 160 degrees. So my point of telling this whole story is that.
You know a lot about tea.
Yes. And number two was that she said, you guys have gone from drinking hard liquor to hot tea. And I go, yeah. She goes, wow.
You know, knowing Natalie.
So I poured her cup of tea down the sink.
That'll learn her. It could have been a lot worse knowing Natalie.
Yeah.
I've met her in the show before. She's got a pirate's mouth on her.
Oh, and just not even on the show, just
no,
in general.
It's worse.
Yeah.
We went to your children's combine yesterday to watch fifth graders play football.
Yeah.
Whew, she made that kid cry.
She made a kid.
No.
Like, here's the thing. The only thing shocked about making a kid cry was that why was she interacting with another kid?
Like
that
was it was mine. She was, made my kid cry.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't think she would be hard pressed to make your kid cry.
So you mentioned at the top about the streaming and the twitching. Thanks to the push that we've done. Of course, we crossed the threshold to 500 listeners last week, or 500 followers. Now we're up to last week. We were counting down. We didn't quite get there by the end of the episode. But shortly after, we hit 500. Now the follow count is up to 660. Yeah. And so this Friday, March 23rd at 8 o'clock-ish, we're going to stream Sly Cooper games for the first time out.
Wow.
So to learn that, I have been educating myself on playing Sly Cooper on Twitch by watching some pros out there. And I have... found this one pro that does speed runs by the name of Zenthro.
Oh.
And I've been super impressed with his, not only his twitching ability, but also his knowledge of the Sly series. It's next level. It's like next console, next generation level.
We should have this guy on the show then.
Do you think we can get him?
Let me see what I can do if I press a button here.
Can you really?
I think,
do you have a drop of him interacting with us?
Hello.
Hello, Zenthro. Are you there?
Yeah. Hello. What's up, Kevin?
Oh,
yeah. How'd you do that?
I pressed some buttons.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The only one unimpressed by this, by the way, is Ryan.
Who set up the Discord and helped us make it work. Thanks for being on the show, Zenthro.
Well, thank you for having me on.
What's involved in what goes through one's mind when they say, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to do a speed run of Sly Cooper on Twitch.
That's a good question. I've wondered that.
Well, at first, you have to think that you have nothing more important to do than this. And set aside everything else.
Hold on, let me get a pad.
This is the only thing that matters.
All right, so nothing more important. Okay, that's
exactly.
For the uninitiated, what is a speed run? Because you taught me by watching your stream.
So a speed run is essentially you start any game. It doesn't have to just be Sly.
But it should be, morally.
Right.
Ethically. It should be, yeah. It should be. Preferably Sly 1, but I don't have any bias there. but you start the game from the very beginning, and you just play through to the end as quickly as you can. You can do special like restrictions if you want, like forcing yourself to collect specific things or get as low of a percent as possible in some games. But it's at the end of the day, it's just about trying to have fun and play through your favorite games as quick as possible.
And are there games that you will speed run but not Twitch for the masses to see? Like, is it just something that you do for the love of running through games quickly?
You know, when I originally started, I didn't do a lot of streaming when I was learning the game. And there are some games that I just do offline. They're like, there's a new recent 3D platformer released called A Hat in Time. And I love that game.
I saw you playing it, right? With the piranha plants and...
No, that's Crash Bandicoot.
No, it was a turn-based game I saw. With magical...
Oh, that's Persona.
It was Persona.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, go on. Hats in Time.
But Hat in Time is... it's a game that I don't play it too much on stream. If I play it, I'm mainly playing it offline just to kind of keep in the groove and whatnot. But
is that for chill like time it. Or you just don't feel it's ready for prime time yet?
It's more for chill time. Yeah. I'm not the greatest at it in the world. So I don't like to, you know, broadcast me at a down low. I like to broadcast me at my prime, and that's Sly 1 for sure.
Yeah. Is speed running with a game like Sly, is it more Broadway musical where there will be months of rehearsing and getting ready for the big show? Or is it more improvisational theater where it's like, I've decided I'm going to speed run it. I'm going to broadcast my first go at this because I played the game before. I know what I'm doing in it, and I'm going to go through there. Or is there a level of showmanship that requires rehearsal?
For Sly 1, I would say it can go either way. If you want to put in the time and rehearse things, practice, and get yourself built up to that point where you can just start doing your runs and just immediately be good, you can. But it's also easy enough to just kind of hop in and just play the game. It's not too difficult to learn some of the basic things that you need for a speed run. And then you don't have to do any of the hard stuff because it's just for fun at the end of the day.
And as part of a speed run, having played the game before, so you know what you're going through so that you can have it go faster?
It's gotta be.
Or is it just like, I'm not looking for secrets. I'm just going through this level as fast as I can.
I feel like you can run a game if you've never played it before, but it's a million times harder.
I was going to say, yeah, without knowing, like the element of exploration and discovery mixed in and problem solving mixed in with trying to do it as fast as you can. I that would be fun. I think you do a competition like The Wizard. You put the game in front of 9 people that have never done it before and see who can get to the end first.
Have you ever done a speed run on Super Mario 3?
Of what?
Super Mario 3.
I have never done one, but I have seen it before.
Have you ever watched The Wizard on Fast Forward?
That's like a speed run. So if Sly 1 is your prime game, your best game, what is your best time on that?
So we have 3 separate categories, which are like those restrictions that I was talking about. There's the any percent, which is just play the game start to finish. You have no restrictions other than there's like some like kind of cheaty exploits that you can do with the game's engine that we don't allow because it would just be no fun.
And those would be exploiting bugs and stuff?
Yeah, there's one major glitch in Sly 1 that when you when you're opening the Binoculcom, if you press the start button right as it opens up, it'll actually close that pause menu, but it'll still be up. So you can pause again and you can like bring a new game file into Clockwork's boss fight, essentially.
Oh, wow.
Any level if you wanted.
Oh, well, that's against the spirit of the game.
Exactly. For sure.
Is there somebody that like let's say hypothetically speaking, I'm new to speedrunning. All right. I've never seen it. They say that, again, this is just strictly hypothetical.
Yeah.
Say my experience in watching people streaming their games has been primarily through my kids watching shows that they found on Amazon Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. I know this seems like a very specific situation.
But it's a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical.
As all hypotheticals should be.
And, well, and I think that too many hypotheticals are vague and therefore harder to answer.
Yeah, so I want to really zero.
So
what are you wearing in this hypothetical?
A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt, I guess, and some cargo shorts.
Okay.
Maybe a Rams hat backwards.
Yeah. This is really funny for radio.
You ask the question, I answer.
It was good.
And let's say, but I want to Twitch somebody. Like, what would be a good entry level? Do I go straight for Zenthro, or is there somebody out there that would be a good entry level person to Twitch? Not even particularly looking for a speed run.
You mean watching them?
Yeah.
You know, if you're wanting to just get in to watching Twitch specifically and just watching people game and get involved in a community, there's been this guy recently has just kind of exploded. He streams a game called Fortnite. His name is Ninja. And I honestly feel like, while he can be a little vulgar at times for, you know, like for the children and whatnot, if you're an adult or you don't have any problems with that, his stream is very fun. He really gives you the whole experience of, you know, good high quality gameplay and just overall a fun atmosphere. The chat can be a little crazy at times because there's a hundred thousand people watching.
Jeez.
But
you'll get there.
I would say if you wanted to just learn about streaming in general, that's the go-to guy.
So you were telling us though that there are three divisions and you have times in each one.
Yes.
For the first game. Actually.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's all right.
No, you're fine.
Everybody's fine. Nobody apologize ever again.
I'm going to put my Teenage Mutant Ninja shirt back on.
That's impossible for me. I'm sorry. I can't not apologize.
We forgive you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Go on.
No, you're fine. For the true any percent category, I just recently achieved a milestone for myself and for the community as a whole. And I was the third person to get a 55 minute any percent time. And it's actually second place out of 63 people that have decided to run the game and record themselves doing it.
That's amazing. And so because it's recorded, it's verifiable. You can't lie like the Donkey Kong guy.
Exactly.
Or pole position guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the whole point is to, the whole point of recording your gameplay, and especially if you're live streaming it, is it's a lot harder to get away with cheating something if you're doing it live, because people can kind of call you out on it. But there are different ways that you can spot out a cheater if you're thinking that someone's up to some malicious activity.
In the world of twitching, and am I interrupting divisions?
Not at all. No.
In the world of speedrunning and twitching games in general. How do you rank the hierarchy? You know, like we recently had a conversation of like, what makes a good game is do you prioritize story, say, over graphics, over gameplay, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine that, like you said, that the gameplay, you want to see somebody's skill while they're in the game. But for me personally, as a stand-up comic, like I would feel like there would also need to be an entertainment side to what I'm doing.
It's a good question.
Which would increase the difficulty of me focusing on the game. So What is that like? And a lot of people talked about, especially when podcasting first started, that if you were to compare podcasting to broadcast radio, it'd be like, come on, like it's just two guys in a dining room on a pod cart. but now, like, you know, people have studios and green screens and all of this stuff. Yeah. And so the lines are a little bit more meshed.
And the expectation is that some of them even have chairs to sit in when they're on camera. Zenthro, do you think there's value in streaming while sitting in a chair?
You know, sometimes yes, but I would like to counter argue with being in a chair for too long can also be detrimental.
That's true. Unlike
do
sitting
we need
on
to GoFundMe to get this guy a chair.
Yeah, he sits on the edge of his bed. It's just the edge of his bed. I'm concerned for his back. Is what I'm trying. He just sits there.
Maybe we get him
for
one of those
hours.
Yoga balls so he could work his core.
That would be great if it were a yoga ball. I just don't want you destroying your spine. It's important.
You know, I actually kind of like the idea of the yoga ball. Get my exercise in while I'm streaming. I really like this idea.
Here's how we do things, Zenthro. Are you familiar with the band Creed?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, really? Okay. So what you're going to want to do is, step one, you're going to want to get their greatest hits album. I think there's only three tracks, so it should only cost a couple bucks.
I think there's just
You're going to want to look for the song Arms... well, it's not called Arms Wide Open.
But it's got that song. You probably have heard this
you
song.
You want Arms Wide Open, all right? That's what you're going to look for, okay? Then what you're going to do is, I know you're into the Twitch, but old people like YouTube. Are you familiar with YouTube? Have you heard of the YouTube?
Yeah, actually. Love YouTube.
Oh, good, 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 good. So what you do is you make a video, not you sitting on the edge of the bed, but maybe some slow Ken Burns effect shots of him on the bed.
Yeah, I think it is him sitting on the bed, but like with black and white grainy, like an infomercial, like tired of sitting on the edge of your bed. Oh, that's you holding your lower back as you're doing it.
So you do that, and then you put it. No, that's not the one. That's how you say thank you. it's right here. This right here. So you play this song in the background while you talk about how you wish you had a chair.
Yeah,
but you just. You can't get a chair. Your parents won't buy you a chair. And you really want to play the latest Sly Cooper game. Do you feel the emotion welling up in you, Zenthro?
I do.
You do, right? Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we're in an intervention. I've been trying to get him to get a chair for months.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
You can't listen to Creed.
Yeah, not get a chair.
Mean, listen to the angst in this man's voice.
Yeah. And then if you do this, Zenthro, because one other person did this when they complained that Sly 4 wasn't going to be on the PS2, Justin felt so bad for them in their YouTube video that he bought them a PS3.
Yeah.
So if you do this video, Justin will buy you a yoga ball.
Yeah. Yeah, just
I'm on it.
Yes,
you will be.
Yeah.
You'll be
on the yoga ball, and you will be on this video. And that's just how we do things around here with this podcast, is if you got a Creed video and you want a high-ticket item,
like a PS3 or a yoga ball.
Right.
I feel like we're now in one of those class assemblies where we're trying to get people to do, go out and sell more candy, kids. You can get a yoga ball.
If only phone books weren't eliminated and become arcade, where I could rip one in half to motivate him to get a video so he can.
Now you have to rip the internet in half.
Oh.
So, Zenthro, how long have you been...
I'm going to need Kim Kardashian's butt, I think, and some champagne.
How long have you been twitching?
Well, I started... January 15th was my first real stream that went longer than, an hour.
Of what year?
So it was 2017.
Oh, okay, got it.
So, it's been a little over a year now.
Yeah. And how many followers do you find you have these days?
I think my most recent count is around 1,370.
That's great. And how many people watch your stream live?
It varies. Some days are better than others. And it also depends on what game. But if I'm playing Sly, generally I can get about 20 to 30 people almost any day.
And this is the thing, the technical details and your knowledge of Sly is very impressive. Your knowledge of the glitches and such in it. But I think that the real, what you do really well, what I've seen, is the community that you've created. You got 1,300 people, a couple dozen people watching you regularly. What kind of friendships have you seen develop through that? Are you get to know your followers and hang out with them?
Yes. I prioritize the community a lot more than I do kind of the speedrunning. And I feel like that kind of affects my skill sometimes. I'm focusing too much on them and wanting to interact, but that's more what I care about. I wouldn't be streaming if I didn't want to meet all these wonderful people.
See, I disagree. I often find that the people who download this podcast hold me back in life.
That's because they do, Justin.
That's true.
Shake them off.
Right?
Shake them off.
Oh, she is such a poet.
Who are you talking about?
Taylor Swift.
I
failed the test.
And that must be very difficult then to prioritize chatting with people rather than hunkering down and focusing on the speed run. Because I commented to Justin that you tweeted me this afternoon asking if there was anything you needed needed to do to prepare for this interview today. And I thought, well, you know, if you are good at speedrunning, you're probably pretty good at planning things. So I was impressed that you planned ahead to see, hey, do I need to think about anything? But then to say that the community is more important, that must be difficult to juggle those two things.
Oh, yes, it is very hard. Because some of the things that are required of you from speedrunning, it's very, very taxing to constantly be doing these things that require so much focus, and then also putting an emphasis on trying to be entertaining through not just your gameplay, and be able to connect with people and remember people's, you know, URLs. You can't put like a face to someone's name.
That's right.
You know, make that a little bit easier. You have to remember things about them if you want to stay connected and to keep them interested and coming back and whatnot. And it can be very challenging some days, especially for me. I feel like that's one of the things that I need to work on the most.
Well, you do it rather well. Have you, now that they're not listening. Nobody from your channel is listening.
Yeah, totally, definitely not.
Have you ever finished a speedrun and been like, dang it, if they weren't bothering me, I could have broke the record. This could have been the time. I was really in the groove, but they just were hammering me with stupid questions about what I was doing. Have you ever felt that
why
way?
Why am I not sitting in a chair?
Man, my lower back really hurts. And what is Creed? Have you ever felt that specific hypothetical?
You know, I would like to say no, but I feel like anybody that streams gameplay, it doesn't matter if it's a speedrun or if they're just playing something competitive, you know, even if it's just like casual Call of Duty with a couple of friends and, you know, you just your friend in general is talking to you. You never want to kind of put the blame on yourself. It's always easier to find a scapegoat.
Oh, so sure.
While I would like to say that I've never done that, I probably have before in the past.
Well,
I don't necessarily know if it would be finishing a run's time or if it would be something like there was a really hard trick coming up and I was asked an important question or something. And I was like, oh, I need to answer this. I've done this trick a million times. I don't need to focus on it. And then I mess it up and it's like, it was totally because I was answering the question, not because it's my fault.
I don't know why, but I'm fascinated by this idea of is there a food that you like a pre-speed run meal?
Oh, yeah. Like carbo loading before a race.
Is there a snack that you have at the ready? And also follow up question, is there a reason why you're laughing at my very serious question?
So I'm going to try to talk really long about the first question to forget about the follow up.
Wow, see, he's a planner.
Wow.
It's really good.
Wow. I don't know what happened.
We lost that throw.
Something about the snark. It does something to my bandwidth.
It does, yeah.
All right, you're back anyway. What's, answer the question, Zenthro. By the way, you're fine. No. I'm sorry.
No, for me, there's nothing. I generally try to avoid eating, honestly, before I get on stream.
There you go.
I find that when I'm talking a bunch, if I've eaten recently, that it makes it more annoying for like hiccups and things to kind of come up.
Like you'll belch on the stream or something?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did you do that? Did you starve yourself before you played all four? He did all four games in one block of time, and you played for 12 hours, is that right, straight?
I only played the first three, and I've actually done that a few times now.
Which is nuts. And how long did that take you?
My fastest recorded time for the three of them together is around 13 hours and 40 minutes. But the longest was around 14 hours and 20.
And so did you eat?
There's a lot of lengthy cutscenes within Sly 2 and 3. And as much as I would love
during my performances, yes, that's right.
Well, then it becomes like a movie and he can snack.
Well, here's the deal. Actually, they told me that they don't do the English versions because the translated ones are faster. The localized cut down on their times. He hasn't heard my voice in years.
Well, running Sly 2, I haven't heard it for a little while.
Oh, there you go.
I find that Sly 3, the languages that we have to play in aren't the greatest. I hope none of my European friends are watching.
They have to play it because of the time?
That they have available to them.
Oh.
Because, you know, you can change different tracks. You can play as...
Yeah.
So Russian. But why not just have the best time in English?
Because the other times are shorter. because the way the cut scene is cut.
Right, I get that. Like, if it's in German, it could be 20 seconds short.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm saying...
Probably not German, though. That's a very long language.
Good point. Yeah, but what's your... Actually. So here's the thing. My real question is, what's your go-to, like, snack? Because we talked about this on a few episodes ago. That I just, when you're in a speed run, like, I was thinking when we talked about this, like, just
like
what's
in a race,
easy?
If you're in a marathon.
Yeah, how do I stay eating, right? That's an even better question. Like, do you have a roommate or is it your mom that comes by and throws a banana and a cup of water at you? And then do you get to just chuck it in your room like a marathon runner?
And if you pile up enough of those behind you, will it act as a chair?
Oh,
yes, it actually would. That's one of the things. I kind of color key that out so you guys don't see my banana chair.
Oh,
you know, some people might get a little upset that I'm wasting bananas like that, but
poor bananas.
Brilliant.
A lot of potassium loss. No, but what is your snack? What do you eat while you're doing it? What is your food? Is it pizza? Is a finger food a no-no or a food? And have you ever had a FUD?
For the lengthy streams, for the we call them slifectas, playing all three of the games in a row.
Like a trifecta.
I get it.
Yeah, welcome back.
For those, sometimes like the cutscenes can be really long. So during the first one, I actually went into the other room and just put a pizza in the oven. And I kind of like timed it out to where I'd have another cutscene to go and get it out of the oven and make sure I didn't mess up anything.
That's impressive.
That's planning.
And in the most recent time,
he's a good planner.
So you made a frozen pizza during your game. So not only did you eat the food, but you prepared it while in the middle of a speed run.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like you should get minutes taken off if you could pull that off. Like multitasking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you get yellow flagged on a race and they add seconds to your time. You should get... Like I also made a pizza and I lose two
Eight
minutes.
Said pizza. How much of the pizza did you eat?
Generally about half of it.
It's impressive.
Half of a proper. What, you know,
now you go cheese
pizza.
Or is it pepperoni? Is there any vegetables?
Justin,
on this?
I'm guessing you didn't have dinner.
No, I had dinner.
It just seems like you have a lot of questions about the pizza.
Here's the thing. I feel like this is the seedy underbelly of speedrunning.
You know what I mean? Like Blood Diamonds.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
we don't want to talk about it.
You watch him play the game, right?
But how is he eating?
But what's going on behind the scenes? I want to
peek his kitchen?
Behind the curtain. This is the ESPN 30 for 30 of speedrunning right now for me.
All right.
And I'm trying to, and I'm... Honestly, hold on, let me hit a button here. He can't hear us now.
Okay.
All right. So I really think that if we get him to talk enough about the food, we're going to find some form of a performance enhancer. Because I may or may not have recently saw Icarus on Netflix.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get that out.
All right. So what do you do, Zenthro? Do you do a cheese, a pepperoni? You do combo?
Steroids?
And are you too...
Any caffeine pills?
Yeah, ephedra. Are you too good for Totino's pizza rolls?
Do you have a twin brother?
That you take his urine from?
I don't have a twin, to my knowledge, at least.
To my knowledge. So what kind of pizza did you have?
I generally am a pepperoni guy.
All right. It's a little greasy though for the controller, don't you think? Or do you do the paper towel sop up on top of the pizza to get the grease?
Not on top of the pizza. You just got to be really quick with your bites. You got to just get it up there, both hands.
Yeah, because greasy,
quick bite real quick, and then get into the napkin.
Yeah, getting grease on your controller, it's really messed up.
Do you have a favorite brand of like? Is there a speed run? I'm trying to get you an endorsement now.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
a
great.
Favorite, like, is it DiGiorno? Like, do you do frozen pizza? Are you a Papa Murphy take and bake guy? What do you do?
We generally get Jack's.
I don't know, Jack.
Like the self-rising ones.
The self-rising ones?
Yeah.
What country are you in?
It, like it.
self-rising.
But it like takes them like from the small like thin crust packaging or whatever, and they rise up and it's like a nice like thick proper pizza you get at.
Yeah, it's the Dark Knight pizza. I've seen those. They're really good.
Rises.
Rise up. All right, last question for you, Zenthro. I've twitched.
You put Parmesan cheese.
No, that's not that. We're not wasting.
Sorry.
That's not the last question. I only get one more. I've twitched maybe 5 times at this point in my life, maybe 6. We have kind of a big one coming up this Friday night. Any tips for me? What should I know? Or any tips for anyone out there thinking about getting into streaming their game playing?
So my biggest tip, and this is something that's kind of been instilled in me by the bigger people that I've watched and the bigger streamers that I've talked to, is just go in having fun. Don't think of it as anything else other than you're hanging out with, you know, people you don't know playing a game and they're watching you play it that you both enjoy. And it's just it's more of a community experience, kind of like a night out with your friends. But instead of going out and dealing with that outside world, we don't talk about that. You're sitting at home enjoying a game together.
Are you single, Zenthro?
I'm not.
You are not.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Because I was just wondering, like, do you have any gamers that, you know, do you have like groupies on your Twitch that will hit on you or something? Or is that how you met your significant other?
Every day?
I imagine.
It's a running gag now, actually, that everyone kind of makes fun of my voice. They kind of poke fun at it and think it's this amazing sultry thing. And if I don't stream with a mic, people complain about it all the time. Like, we need to hear your angelic voices and throw, give us back your voice.
just say something that you would pretend you're speed running on Sly right now and just say something that you would normally say in the normal sultry tone that you would deliver it.
Yeah.
Ready, go.
Hi.
Wow,
that was really good.
Yeah. Wow,
I think we're gonna have to make this an explicit podcast.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I got lightheaded. If you're picking up what I'm going on, all right,
Zenthro, thanks for visiting with us. Where you can see your on stream or on Twitch, it's Zenthro, Zenthrow. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Got it. Any place else we can look you up if we wanted to?
I have a Twitter account, which is just the same thing, Zenthrow, and I always announce my streams live on there and talk about what I'm doing for the night and whatnot.
Sweet. So please, if you're following me, follow Zenthro.
And do you have another Twitter account you use to cheat on your significant other with?
Okay!
No, none of that. Come on.
All right.
No, there's just caffeine in the other one.
When you go out on a date with your significant other, what kind of food do you guys go to?
Oh my God.
You mean, oh pizza. My God.
Pizza. There it is.
Get off my Discord. All right. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right. Plucked him at God. He's out.
You plucked him.
He's out. All right. Let's take a break and come back and play the game of stumping.
I can't wait. Let's talk to more people.
The news today. There are people on Twitch. Seems my life. Entertaining you. Is gonna change. On a regular basis. I'll close my eyes. But the sad unknown truth is they're doing it without lumbar support. Tears of joy. They're just sitting on the edge of a futon. So we here at Gamerland are donating yoga balls to all of these needy scoliosed. Is that the word? Is that the back thing?
That's
or is that
it.
A liver
no,
thing?
You got it.
Cirrhosis,
go.
Scoliosis.
Scoliosis. Yeah.
Because they need stronger cores so they can stand up and hold their head up high and entertain you while gaming. Okay? Okay?
Yes. Preach it. Isn't this song about finding out you're a dad?
Yeah.
No, okay.
But the point is, most of these Twitchers don't have real fathers. Because no real father would allow them to play a game on the edge of their bed like an animal.
Without yoga balls.
Right.
Because if you're going to sit on the edge of the bed,
yes.
At least you should sit on a yoga ball while you do it.
Yes. Then now we've got a show.
Because when you're just waiting for that guy to fall.
You know what I'd like? I would like Zenthro to just camera in tight on his shoulders. That's how he frames it.
But I
want him to wiggle like he's trying to balance on a yoga ball.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he's sitting on the edge of his bed.
That's worth $20 right there.
Yeah, right?
Yoga balls aren't bad. Wait, hey, let's play Stump.
They're only $20?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cheap.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's play. Okay, let's see who we got in the room. It's time to select. We have the Almighty Jest, Diamond Jack, Doodle Noodle, who I hate. Mahogany Vince, don't really hate him, never will, never going to be angry. Ryan Bodash, Scherzo, or Skirzo, probably saying that wrong, Snookums Gal, and Zenthro.
Oh, he's still hanging out.
Yeah.
Have we had Diamond Jack on before?
We've not had
Diamond
Jack.
Let's have Diamond Jack in.
All right, Diamond Jack, come on down, my friend.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- No, not no, hey. Diamond Jack. We don't want Jesus. What are you doing here?
You know I don't speak Spanish.
Diamond Jack, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How about you?
We're great. We're
are you
great.
Ready to play Stump?
Sure, let's go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do any studying or anything like that?
I didn't. I've been at work all day.
Oh, okay.
Do you know okay, do you know bye. How this is played? Do you know how we play Stump?
Sure, yeah. Which version are we doing?
All of them. All of the versions. They're always right. different. So we're discussing the seventh generation of console gamings. Justin knows everything. I'm going to ask him a trivia question. You simply have to agree or disagree. If you and if you disagree, you can offer an alternative answer for bonus points.
And is it fun to find out when Diamond Jack was born so that we know if he...
Yes, because the seventh generation is more current than the ones we've been doing.
How old are you, or what year were you born? Can we ask you that, Diamond Jack, or is that against the rules?
No, that's fine. It's 94.
94 is when he was born.
Okay, so that's good.
Oh, boy. Because
in the seventh generation of consoles, they began in 2005, so you would have been 9 years old, and it ended in 2012. Now, this is the era of the Xbox 360, the PS3, and the Wii. Each of these consoles focused on something different. Xbox focused on its high-definition video renders in real time, like a PC console would. Because it pretty much was a PC. The PS3 was an all-in-one device with Blu-ray and multimedia, whereas the Wii was the family-friendly console that had movement intertwined. And so, Justin, that Wii, how much memory did the Wii have when first sold? How much storage did the Wii have?
The first Wii I actually have...
Yeah, you do.
So
we're into things you should probably know.
you could drop that word probably most likely.
Yeah.
So just we're talking just general storage on a hard drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Can you hit me with the year one more time? 2005?
This generation happened from 05 to 2012.
05 to 2012. So I'm going to say that we are dealing with...
Was that you or Diamond Jack? Who made that noise?
That was him. That was him. I'm going to go... I know this.
Yeah.
And I feel like I should know this, but...
I feel like I do, and I feel like you should shut up and wait your turn. 50 gigs.
50 gigs, okay.
50 GB.
Diamond Jack, do you agree or disagree?
I feel like that's pretty fair. That feels like a good middle point, but I was not a Nintendo fanboy. I was Sony.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm going to have to... Oh, okay, bye. I feel like I'm going to have to disagree.
You're going to disagree? Ooh, all right. Yeah. So do you have an alternative suggestion? Move. Do you have, for bonus points, do you have an alternative answer?
I feel like 100 would be too much. I want to say 75, but I feel like it'd be weird.
Okay.
Let's just go with it. Let's go with 75.
75. All right. 75. You are both wrong.
Suck it, you moron. How do you not know that? You were 9 years old. You stupid SOP. Huh? You don't know math.
Math is hard. I said nine, didn't I? The answer was half a gig.
Half a gig.
Half a gig of internal memory.
500 megabytes was my first answer, my head.
Yeah, that would have been right. That was right. Oh, he's shaking his mic. Yeah.
So bad.
The rest of the consoles.
Like twice.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to throw my computer across the room. Oh, it's one thing to do a bit where you don't know.
Yeah.
It's another thing where you know the answer.
Yeah.
And then you don't believe in yourself. You should've. It's like I became the victim of my own stupidity.
Later, like the other consoles, they jumped up in the Wii later would have more and they had storage drives. But yeah, initially it released half a gig. That's all you needed. It was before the internet was capable of downloading games.
And that's why we're Sony fanboys, because how much fun can you have if you only have 500 megabytes?
It was the Xbox that shifted that made it clear.
I got more of that in an iPod.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
In the dining room.
It was during this time that a peripheral was made that made it into the Guinness Book of World Records for the, quote, fastest selling consumer electronics device. Question number two, Justin, what was that fastest selling consumer electronic device?
It could be any console.
It's a peripheral for any of those consoles that made it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Selling electronic device. And it's a peripheral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the part that's getting me, the peripheral. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's another part. Now I'm talking through my head just to...
Yeah, that's good.
Because
talk it out. That's what they tell you to do on game shows.
Because I feel like we've already been given the answer to this,
mm-hmm.
and which makes me feel like I should know it.
Mm-hmm. This is also like...
Your eyes are agreeing with me.
I could write the answer.
He's got the upper hand here.
Which is embarrassing.
Diamond Jack, I'm going to start twitching right now, and you can just look at me.
The fastest selling peripheral, you got the Xbox, you got the Sony, you got and the Vita or anything like that wouldn't have been... Vita wasn't around. It was the PSP era.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't have been a peripheral, because that would have been its own little miniature game.
Yep.
The fastest selling. There's nothing different with the Wii nunchuck. Did they add a nunchuck?
Ooh, is nunchuck your answer?
I'm gonna go with the Wii, the nunchuck.
Okay, nunchuck. Nunchuck.
Yeah.
Nunchuck your business.
Yeah.
Diamond Jack, do you agree or disagree?
I kind of want to disagree.
Okay.
I feel like it was either the the remote that had like where you could play like Mario Kart with, it had like the full steering
wheel.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
All right.
Oh, if that's the answer, I'm hanging up on you so hard.
Ooh.
So much.
Now I have a karmic choice here. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And what's your, so is that your answer?
Karmic choice?
Yeah.
I was thinking either that or the gun, the zap gun.
No, it's not the zap gun, you idiot. It's the wheel.
You know, he didn't do that to you when you were deciding.
He's not allowed.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. Which one, Diamond Jack?
All right, I'm going to go with the wheel.
The wheel. You're both wrong.
You moron. Why did you listen to me?
It was the Kinect.
The Kinect?
Oh,
the Xbox Kinect. Yes. Because of the Wii's success.
Is that the one that you could just, and it was you?
Yeah.
But that was horrible.
No,
that was fast.
It has a Guinness Book of World Record.
You know what also holds the record for? The fastest disappointment.
Wow. All right.
No, honestly, remember at E3 when they had the video and they couldn't get it to work right?
Yeah.
And it looked just horrible.
But then they fixed it. They fixed it after that.
Yeah, but nobody liked
it. Listen, you can't argue with the Guinness Book of World Records. 0 points to both of you. Moving on to question number three. So that the Kinect was Xbox's response to the Wii. PlayStation's response to the movement craze was the PlayStation Move.
Mm.
There were around 150 titles compatible with the PlayStation Move, one of which, Justin, was the PlayStation Heroes on the Move.
Mm.
It featured what characters?
I get any characters?
I want to know what characters. All of the characters.
All of the
playable characters in PlayStation.
Heroes on the Move?
PlayStation Heroes on the Move.
You got Nathan Drake. Mm-hmm. You got Sly Cooper.
Okay.
You got to have a Crash Bandicoot in there.
You know, I'm going to help you. There are six.
But what they've done, they wouldn't have done villains. You got Jack and no, but there's got to be Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing?
You have Nathan Drake, Sly Cooper, Ratchet.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I had five. Nathan Drake, Sly Cooper, Ratchet, Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, that's what you said. Bandicoot. Okay, Crash.
Heroes on the Move. What would have been another one? And I played that game. I borrowed it from mm-hmm. you forever.
Yeah, you sure did.
And I can't remember the last two.
That's why I put this question here. I thought you'd get it.
You thought I would?
Yeah.
You thought wrong. Or am I right?
All right.
I'm just messing with you, Diamond Jack. Jack and Daxter, and then the final
Jack,
one.
That would be six.
Jack?
Jack and Daxter.
Oh, Jack and Daxter would be two different players. So,
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So Nathan Drake, Sly Cooper, Ratchet, Crash, and Jack and Daxter. All right. Diamond Jack, do you agree or disagree?
I got to disagree with you there on that one, bud.
Okay. And what is your alternative list?
It was Sly and Bentley,
mm-hmm.
Jack and Daxter,
yeah.
And Ratchet and Clank.
Oh,
and
he's
Ratchet
wrong.
And Clank.
He is so wrong.
I'm sorry. Diamond Jack, you are now going to have to deal with Justin hating you more. You are correct.
Wow.
That's right.
Get a life.
Moving on to question number four out of five questions.
Was Nathan Drake not in that game?
Because he didn't exist yet.
No, I was going to say, I'm pretty bad at this, but I'm not that bad.
The game was targeted towards that, towards the family thing, so they were choosing the three properties
Nathan
that looked
Drake
like
is accepted in our family.
That's fair. That's fair. Number four, home to the first and only of its kind, this era had the first handheld system with an optical drive. You mentioned earlier, it is, of course, the PSP. With their optical drive. As far as I can tell, it's the only, like, real handheld system. There are, like, DVD players that have optical drives, but it's the only handheld system with an optical drive. What was that optical drive called, Justin?
Oh.
Ooh.
I didn't know it had a name.
Oh, yeah. If you owned one, it said it on the front, the back. It said it on every one of the discs. It was all over it. I will take either the name or the acronym.
PlayStation I.
The PlayStation I. Diamond Jack, do you agree or disagree?
I think I'm going to have to... actually, can you repeat the question?
Please? Yes, the name of the optical drive on the PSP.
It's like you don't know how to play this game.
He's been stumped.
I don't know what's worse.
Wow.
Oh, because you think you're going to know the answer?
Shoot. I don't think it was the I. I think it was the... It was the UMD, wasn't it? Is that? I think I'm thinking of something different.
No, UMD. All right, yeah, Diamond Jack, you are correct.
That's right.
This is a stupid game.
Diamond Jack, if I ever find out you've been Googling, because your cadence suggested that you just looked that up and you were pretending to think of it, if you ever reveal that you have Googled it...
But why do you think everybody beats me in this game? It's because they're all Googling and I'm not, because I play for the love of the game.
There was just something there. Diamond Jack, are you Googling?
No, sir.
Are you taking information-enhancing knowledge during this game?
Are you in a chat room right now?
Yeah. All right. Doing well, Diamond Jack. Last question. We'll make it worth 6,000 points. Justin.
Yep.
Of these systems, the three big players, who won this generation? And that is to say, which one sold the most units?
So you have
PS3, Xbox 360, the Wii.
It is the Xbox 360.
Xbox 360.
Hands down, that's the way it is. And just so you know, Diamond Jack, I am so right that it's impossible for you to win now. 6,000 points on this one thing.
But if I agree, I also win, don't I?
No, Justin gets 360 points. You get 300 points. Yeah. So.
I really wish you would read the rules of the game. Yeah. It's in your terms of agreement. Agreement.
Where it goes. Where it goes.
Accept the terms of agreement.
Diamond Jack.
I'm going to have to disagree, and I will have to say it was the PS3 against my better judgment.
The PS3.
No, it was not the PS3.
I'm sorry, you're both wrong.
Yeah.
It was the Wii. It was the Wii.
Yeah. I threw you off.
While the Xbox 360 was definitely very influential in this generation for determining how to do downloads and that sort of thing, the Wii outsold them all with 101 million units. The PS3, 80 million units, and the Xbox 360 with just 84 million units.
Just.
Total.
Just
above
84.
It.
All right, so he lost, right?
No, he wins. He wins by a lot.
Right,
he wins by a PS3. he got the last three right. He didn't.
Justin,
you just got one.
I still love you.
No, you
Come
just
on.
Got 2 points.
Can
no.
we be friends?
Diamond Jack, it is your show now. What do you want to say and or ask? It can be a personal question. It can also be your own trivia if you've been working on that. Or a political speech. And we can make this the Oscars.
Yeah, it could be like the Oscars.
Yeah, just say something super awkward and we'll play you off.
I left my soapbox back at home.
Where are you calling from?
I really didn't have anything in mind. I honestly didn't think I'd get picked.
Tell us what your name means.
What my name means.
Diamond Jack.
I actually like cards. I'm trying to get better at them, trying to get used to... manipulating cards a little bit better, and Jack of Diamonds is actually my favorite card.
That's it. I don't know if I've ever met anybody that said that they had a favorite card before.
Yeah, Two of Clubs.
Yeah.
Why is the Two of Clubs your favorite card?
Why isn't it the
it's
Two of Clubs?
It's just such a simple card.
No, it's yes, because it's hilarious, because
that's
a
fair.
Club has three cloves, but it's got the number two on it. That's funny.
Oh, that's well done. Yeah. I'm impressed. All right, thanks, Diamond Jack.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. And Justin, I still love you. Come on. Can't we be friends?
You fucking idiot.
Wow, Diamond Jack, that's really please aggressive.
Don't mute me, please.
You got like a Norwegian accent. That was really weird and rude. It was just a game. Nobody should take it that seriously, Diamond Jack, okay? We just play for fun.
And money. You need to send him another yoga ball.
And to lose friends. All right, Diamond Jack, we're going to let you go. Okay, bye. Okay, right, bye.
Thanks so much, guys. Love you.
Oh, he said he loved you, and then he left on his own.
Oh, how dare he? We pluck you.
Oh, my God. Oh, son of a... Hold on. Give me in here.
Are you going to pull him back in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grandma. Hey, listen, you son of a bitch. I tell you when you go, okay?
Pluck him. Pluck him.
I did.
There you go.
There we go.
See? Yeah, up top.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
That was so funny, and you don't know why. And now, it is time for Tales from Terraria! That's a good one.
Terraria is a great place. You should visit it sometime.
That was a good one, really good one.
Felt good. Felt good. So a little while back, I was messaged by someone on Twitter with the handle Sly Cooper Proposal.
Oh.
And they were looking to propose to their, at the time, girlfriend. And they wanted some help with a, like, scavenger hunt, where at the end, she would find a vinyl record and then play that, and it would have me, the voice of Sly, giving her the last clue before the ring and the final popping of the question.
Nerd. Yeah.
Of course, you, Justin, helped me record that some weeks ago. Thankfully, she said yes, and so it all worked out for them.
Oh,
and they were
close.
They were so kind as a way of showing gratitude. They spoke my love language in the form of gems in Guild Wars, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, that's fun for everybody.
So,
oh, boy.
thanks, Vince. The gems are playable currency in there. You can buy in-world gold, but they also
But you're just now receiving this? Or?
No, I've had it for a while. Okay. So when I bought the expansion, they had a super expansion, like the Elite Pack or whatever it was called, where you got 50 gems for essentially $50 worth of gems for essentially $25, I think is how it broke down. So I was like, well, I should probably do that. And I'm really glad I did, because it came with some other free stuff in there that was really helpful.
Can you invest gems?
Kind of, but they only work within the currency, because the gems can be converted to gold and vice versa.
Okay.
There's always a dithering down of the exchange. Like, you'll never really make much money on it, but you could have one in one of the two currencies and it will be worth more or less. Mm. So when I'm using gems to buy gold, which is the only way I trade out, I look for a really low price on gold. So you can buy 250 gold.
So the cost does fluctuate.
It fluctuates based on who's buying what within the system.
Wow.
So the lowest I've ever looked for or paid for gold, you get 250, that's the max you can buy in one swoop, was 1,400 gems, which roughly comes to about $24 or so. But I've seen it, like the other day I was looking and it was up to 2,000 gems for 250 gold, so it'll jump up and down.
I don't know why, but in my mind, I want to get you like a brick phone, like an old school Wall Street guy.
Let me tell you something, baby. You got to sell the gems. Sell the gems. Gold is going big, baby.
So I've been sitting on these gems because I was buying some other things. With that initial push, I bought some gold to buy some in-world armor that's the best class for the human elementalist. But for this time around, I was like, now is the time, this week. So I went into my little gym closet. I spent a bunch of money on mount licenses, which are skins for the mounts that you have. Mm-hmm. And they're random, which had a little bit of controversy within the Guild Wars community, because generally in Guild Wars, you can buy what you want. You see something, you buy it. This, there is a randomization factor. There might be 25 or there could be 30 different skins. And when you buy the adoption license, you randomly get one out of there. You don't even get to choose which mount it's for. You just get one. And that's a little rough, because each drop is going for about $5 worth of gems. So each time you do it. But I had a bunch stored up and I didn't mind. I think I ended up getting four when it was all said and done using the money that was gifted to me. And one of them is this gorgeous skin for my griffin that just makes the plumage on the feathers pop so well. Now, I was already enjoying my griffin, of course, but now to just, I just flap the wings and it's like this gorgeous butterfly effect that, that
you gotta get us a video for your
that's
Instagram.
A great idea. Yeah I'll post it up there. It's beautiful, and of course you can change the colors because you get these dyes that you buy throughout the game, and it's just now I just log in just to watch him flap the wings. It's so great. That was great. Then there's also I got a the jackal, which is a dog, kind of looks like a polar husky dog. Now I got a couple of skimmers, which are these manta ray looking creatures. And I got a raptor with his own spike tail that look real great. But I'm looking to upgrade my Springer, which is a bunny. Maybe later if I get some more gems, I'll make a
new
skin.
But these are your pets. They're not mounts.
They're mounts. Those
are
all mounts.
All mounts.
Yeah, so anytime I'm running around.
A giant bunny?
Yeah, one of them's a Springer, which is this giant rabbit, like a jackal. And it's one of the most valuable. It's like second valuable to the griffin in that it's the only way in Guild Wars that you can go vertical. Most of Guild Wars is about, you can maybe go down, you can glide downwards, you can move, but there's a lot of times where there's something up above you need to get, and you have to transverse the terrain, and there's a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff in the core game that are puzzles to get to those points, and now with the Springer, you just walk up, and if you have it fully researched, whing! And you cut 10 minutes off of challenging things that for those of us that have been playing for a long time, I've already done. So to not have to do the same thing
to get the
point or whatever I need within the story on a different character really is a great way of making the same game fresh again without killing. And you feel like a superhero. You're like, yeah, I can sit on this giant pink bunny and jump.
I'm going to be honest, that doesn't make me feel like a superhero.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm uptight about it.
Well, it's funny. When they first came out with it, they said, they liked that in Guild Wars, there's room for something cute. Because all the other ones are pretty badass looking. And then there's this little fluffy bunny that you can have on top of it.
Sorry to interrupt Tales from Tyria, yeah. But I have exciting news in regards to superheroes.
Yeah.
If you're not already, you should be watching The Tick on Amazon Prime.
It
is very well written with lots of jokes and a good show.
Thanks. This has been a news update from JNN Warshow.
So what else is going on in Tyria, man?
That's about it.
Oh, okay,
tell me about The Tick.
Have you really not seen it?
I haven't. I've only seen the pilot of the old Patrick Warburton show, which I thought was funny.
So much better.
But that show was funny, too. Was it not funny? You liked the original TV show?
I didn't hate it. Yeah. I didn't hate it. And we watched a couple, we watched the first, six episodes. They did, a half a season.
Mm.
And then we watched those, and me and the kids loved it. And so then I found it on Crackle. You could watch the old one. Now they have the old one on Amazon Prime again. And so we watched that, and it just doesn't hold up.
Mm-hmm.
But this one,
that's probably true.
So I swear, it is the only television show that I follow on Twitter.
Wow.
I follow that, and I follow the writers of The Tick also on Twitter.
Well, if you do something, you go all out.
If there's a show, I'm only going to say two words.
Okay.
And it's because it was my favorite nonsensical joke, and it's murder salad, which are two wonderful words to come together, and it's what made me fall in love with this show.
Now, this is the show where one of the superheroes in the universe is Batmanuel. Is he in this as well? No, he's not there.
Batmanuel was in the original series on Comedy Central.
Okay, got it.
This one, at least now, doesn't. It just has The Tick, and then it has the Flag Five. Mm-hmm. Which are like the Fantastic Four and the Avengers all in one. The premise of it is that there is a young man who loves superheroes, obviously, and superheroes are real. And then the Flag Five, they crash, and then this mass villain comes and kills them all in front of it, and then walks over and for no reason kills his father.
Oh.
And then he's on the cover of this magazine, and then the quote-unquote Superman guy kills this bad guy. And so he's gone, but this kid grows up and doesn't believe that he's gone.
Oh, okay.
And then the Tick in this one is still the same, where he's he has no idea where he's from, doesn't really understand his abilities or anything like that, but just...
But he has abilities.
He's invincible to, like, bullets, all this stuff. He's got super strength, and he doesn't fly, but he jumps like a tick around from building top to building top.
Do they jump?
But
do
his real superpower are they like fleas? Is his, like, film noir comedy. Like, the way he talks, and I can't pronounce the comic, but he's a British comic who does it. He also is known on YouTube for doing Sassy Trump, where he takes... he transcribes actual Trump speeches... And then he does a voice to them. I think it's worth even just the audio alone, because I'm sure that the most impressive part is the video and how it times up. But
because he's lip syncing to it as well.
Yeah, it's like bad lip syncing, but he does.
So as you're Googling that, tell me what's the appeal to the Tick? What's the universe that we're in within the Tick, where there are these campy, offbeat superheroes?
I think really what it is that it's a bunch of superheroes. So everybody, like, there's superhero movies and everything like this.
Yeah.
This is a sitcom set in a superhero world.
But the Tick has been around for decades. Like, the comic book dates back to the early 90s, right?
So you're saying, why make it now?
No, like, what's the deal with the Tick? is it a parody of superheroes? Is it the Watchmen is on the other end of the spectrum, where they're like, what if, let's take it seriously, what would have really happened if there are superheroes? This one's like... Let's be funny like Mystery Men, but actually funny.
I don't think it's a parody. Like, I really don't feel like it's making fun of superhero movies, but I do think that a better way, I think, to describe it is like, what if there was a group of superheroes that also happened to be funny? Like,
I see.
Like that's more about what it is. Because you have like the guy, his name is Superion, and he's like the Superman, and he's not funny. Like, he's just a guy, but the Tick is very funny, and the way he interacts with other characters and kind of the things that happen also very fun. Like, one of the things they do is they find this element and they inject it in this guy and they irradiate it and make him ginormous. And they have an acronym for him, and you see shots of him on the news and he's completely naked and he's like, you know, way more than 100 feet tall, you know, but like maybe a mile tall or whatever.
Wow.
And every time he's walking towards you, they pixelate his crotch. And I just think it's funny. I think it's funny that...
There's just a giant naked man walking around.
And most of the shots are of his butt. Like, and there's like, they have these epic battles, and they're flying around, and he's got a little tuft of hair right above his ass crack. It's stuff like that. They're just, I don't know. It makes me laugh. But most of what I love about the show is the dialogue that comes from the Tick. He does these great opening monologues that just have, I think, really funny jokes and just a funny turn of phrase. And
let's hear what Sassy Trump would say about it.
Peter Serafinowicz is his name.
I stand up here. I'm not looking at notes. I'm not reading teleprompters. Not easy. Not easy. Not easy. But remember, but. And if I make one mistake, a little, like, oh, he mentioned something wrong, got the wrong date, it's like headlines all over. She can say, she short-circuited up here. I don't want a president who short-circuits. Is that okay? I don't want a president short-circuit. We've got to deal with ISIS. We've got to deal with China. We've got to deal with lots of people. They're not short-circuiting. But I don't want somebody who short-circuits. So let me just tell you.
That's impressive.
Let me just tell you. Over the last little one, you know, every time, it's always a big deal. When I said that, Obama. And of course I'm being sarcastic. They know that. Because after I said that, I said he's the MVP. He's going to collect his MVP award. Okay. So I said, Obama is the founder of ISIS, right? The founder. And these dishonest media people, the most dishonest people, they said, oh, did he mean that? Didn't he mean that? And after that, I say a lot. In fact, they like him so much because he's been so weak and so bad. I mean... He let this happen.
You know what's funny is that I thought that's what Donald Trump sounded like. I'm realizing now that you've played this that I've only seen news cuts
of Sassy Trump.
I didn't What does the real Trump
sound
like?
That's what he says. He said for him, he said part of the boat, the funniest and the scariest part about doing these is that he goes, I don't change the words.
I don't change the
syncope. All I do is I do it in a sassy voice.
Right.
That's it.
What I was noticing is impressive is that he took the time to talk into the mic when Donald Trump brought his face
into
the mic.
When he lowers his voice, he makes him talk like
that. Yeah, that's very impressive. your point that it's dangerous words being reflected, like I would have a hard time saying that speech. If you said, read this for me, I'd be like, I'm uncomfortable with these words. So, you know, bless him.
He's great.
It's like playing the Joker.
Let's see if I could find a fun. This is just a random clip of the tick that I'm finding because I'm willing to bet money that I'm not Zenthro like Yoga Ball money.
Yoga Ball money.
Yeah, I'm not Zenthro.
That is such a baller name. Yoga Ball money.
Now we know the name of your fantasy football team.
Why is it in football season?
So anyway, but I didn't plan this, but I'm willing to bet that if I just play a random clip that's on YouTube, that it'll
Sassy
be something
Trump
enjoyable.
Will be
no, oh. no. Well, here's this is called office etiquette.
I was just making my way across town when I heard the unmistakable sound of a zipline grapple hook gun being fired. Overkill. You and I need to have the talk. Your hockey puck has a message on it. Quite a kick. That, not so much. Tickles.
Wow.
By the way, you're cleaning up this mess, mister. Settle down, killer. You're not going anywhere. Good night, Irene.
Tick, what you...
Oh, it's like watching a boss battle. This is great.
Get off my nerves!
That fun?
That's
Come
great.
On, that's fun.
I watch it. Where can we find your new show?
Amazon. It's all on Amazon Prime.
You're on the show, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Amazon Prime. Check it out.
It's very good.
That was a good show.
It was.
It was a little fun.
Yeah. Are we done?
I think so. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Don't forget to find out the feathers that pop on Kevin's Griffin.
Yeah.
At Unlockable Man on the Instagram. Twitch.tv/TheKevinMiller. Over 600. When's the date that was this?
Friday, March 23rd, 8 p.m.-ish Pacific time.
But the nice thing about the Twitch is that this will live up there. So even if I'm listening to this in 2085, I can go back there and listen.
It lives on there for 2 weeks on their servers. And I've been requested to archive it on YouTube, which I will probably do. But eventually, right now, it'll live on Twitch.
Boom. And then we also have Zenthro. If you go to twitch.tv/Zenthro, you can also follow him on at Zenthro. Just do a search for Zenthro Honey on Twitter if you want to find out a way to be his mistress.
Yeah, or sultry friend. And go to my new website that I just registered, yogaballmoney.com.
Oh, definitely get that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely get that.
Donate a yoga ball to a child in need of a strengthening their core.
We give out PlayStation 3s and yoga balls. We have a thing and we stick to it. Thank you, Ryan. It's also in the chat room. If you want to listen to the show live, you could go to mixlr.com/gamerland. Just sign up. It's a free app on your phone. Every time we go live, you'll get a little update. And if you want to participate in the Discord or play the game of Stump that we usually play in the second segment of the show, it's the Stump game, you go to bit.ly/gamerland Discord. And that link is in the description of this episode here. So,
my aunt lives in San Leandro, and she has 4 kittens she's looking to give away. So if you need a kitten, let me know, because she would really like to get them off her hands. They'll be weaned probably early May.
Mark your calendars, because the Bret Hart Elementary Booster Club will be doing a World's Finest Chocolate Sale, raising money for Outdoor Science School. Yeah, so if you want to pick that up, again, January 9th, 2019, mark your calendars, so that you could participate in that fundraiser as well.
I plan to go to the mall later, and I'm going to need a parking spot. So if you could get out of the mall so I can park there.
Throw a traffic cone in there.
That'd be great.
With Kevin's name on it. And maybe put Yoga Ballers
Live.
Yeah.
And text 4414 to 9871H.
Yep. And then give the phrase that pays. And then
screwball.
Say screwball. And then you could win either a PlayStation 3 or a yoga ball.
Or a set of unmatching gloves.
Yeah. On behalf of Kevin Miller, it's just worship saying, okay, bye.